Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling him not to marry her. Oh.
Wait, what?
Yikes.
Somebody, okay.
Okay,
is it hot in here?
It's hot in here. Dawn wants to know if she's the jerk for telling him not to marry her. Listen to this.
Okay.
She said, "Hi, Allie and DZ. I changed her name." Okay? She put her real name. I changed it.
Yeah, bet.
Just to be nice.
Witness.
I'm doing
Christmas
you a favor.
Protection. Yes.
I'm doing you a favor, Dawn.
For real, though.
My name is Dawn, and I'm wondering if I'm the jerk. Because, well, here's the story. My sister-in-law got together with a really nice, fantastic guy who was once married and has two previous children with his ex.
Okay.
Okay, so that means her man's sister.
Right.
Her sister-in-law has to be her mate's sister.
Right, right.
Okay? So she got together with a nice guy who was married before and has two kids with his ex. She does not like children, and she lets everyone know that.
But the dude's got kids. Okay.
Right? She's 22 and told this gentleman who's 35 before they started dating that she hates his kids. Like, WTF, seriously?
Whoa.
Anyway, they started a relationship. Well, my sister-in-law, knowing this before they got together, is now engaged to this man, but told him that the only way she would marry him and have children with him is to get rid of his kids. I can't even believe this is real.
She doesn't like...
Now my question is, am I the jerk? Because once I found that out, I told her she was very immature, disrespectful. She has no business being in a relationship with him if she feels the way she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the family is saying, I'm a jerk. I should have kept it to myself.
Mm.
But as a mom myself, I felt like I had to say something. My kids are my life. And if you can't accept me with my kids, then we don't belong together.
Right.
There's the door. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I said something, it's kind of opened up his eyes, where now he's saying, you know what? Until you accept me and my kids, then we're not getting married.
Boom.
So now she's mad at me, saying it's my fault and I should have kept my thoughts and feelings to myself. My husband is mad too and has been giving me the cold shoulder.
Ice cold. Okay.
Am I the jerk for telling him not to marry her?
Man.
Dawn. So Dawn, her husband's sister,
yeah,
met a guy who's got kids from a previous relationship, and she doesn't like kids, only wants kids of her own.
What, but how do you even
I don't
say
even understand
that?
How you even get into a relationship with a guy with kids when you don't want kids, and she's telling him, get rid of the kids.
And I understand that there could be an evolution of the relationship, and now she is more open and, uh-huh. and accepting of kids, but you also got to be more open and accepting of his kids.
Well, and you know what? And honestly, let's be real. I think you and I can both agree. She's a jerk for saying she doesn't want kids when the guy's got kids and continuing to be in a relationship
oh, yeah.
with him. So let's get to the question, which is, because we could go back and forth on that, and we already know she's a jerk for that, period. She shouldn't be dating a guy with kids if she doesn't. She hates his kids.
And, I mean...
Period. Okay?
But it takes two to tango.
Is Dawn the jerk, though, for telling the guy not to marry her? Everyone seems to be in agreement that Dawn should have kept her mouth shut and this was none of her business. And I'm like, what?
The thing is, I do unfortunately agree with most people.
You think
people.
She shouldn't have said anything?
I think she could have kept her mouth shut. This isn't her chair. This isn't her problem. And she and... invested herself in something that arguably doesn't have anything to do with her or her bloodline. It's her sister-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you delve into other people's relationships, you open up this can of worms that now lets everybody make judgment and everybody have judgment on what you made judgment mm-hmm. on, if that makes sense. You should have just stayed out of it. All things considered, you don't actually know the inner workings of their relationship. Maybe they had been working on it. Doesn't sound like it.
No.
But maybe she had been trying to be more receptive.
He sounds like a moron. She hates his kids and he wants to marry her. What's he doing?
And he still proposed. Clearly, there's something there that other people don't understand about their relationship and their dynamic, which made him want to try to marry her. Maybe he thinks mm-hmm. he could help her like kids. Maybe now that she wants her own kids, he's going, oh, well, then maybe I can, you know, slowly get my kids involved with yada, yada.
Well, if he's hoping she'll change, that's
right.
a horrible way to enter any kind of marriage.
I mean,
they're going to change their mind about kids or marriage. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. Somebody said, get rid of the kids. How about we get rid of you?
No, what I think something huge here is the age gap. 22 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
That's 13 years? I don't do math, though. Mm-hmm. That's more than 10 years. Let's just say that. I don't know how many exact, but it's definitely more than 10.
22 to 35 is 13.
So
13
I wasn't wrong.
Years.
I wasn't
no,
wrong.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was reading the text because one says, for once I agree with DZ. He knew how she felt when they started.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that, you know, that would make Dawn the jerk for saying something.
Right.
But then right below that, somebody said, not a jerk. And everybody that thinks she's a jerk is a jerk themselves.
And this is why it's a moral dilemma.
Yep. And whoever said, is this real life? Yes, this is a real submission, a real email from a listener whose sister-in-law is going to marry a guy that she doesn't like his kids and doesn't want to have anything to do with, wants him to get rid of the kids.
Or is she, though, because Dawn done got into it and said, don't marry her.
Is Dawn the jerk for telling him not to marry her? Everybody's mad at Dawn now for speaking up and saying, don't get married.
I'd be a little bothered at Dawn, too. She had no reason. This isn't her chair. Why is she sitting there involving herself in things
She's
that don't concern
to
her?
She's save the poor guy.
She's projecting her own life.
Dude, the texts are killing me. Okay, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Dawn wants to know if she's the jerk because she spoke up and said something and basically told the guy not to marry her sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law does not want kids. Well, she doesn't want this guy's kids.
Right. She wants her own.
She's with a guy who's a lot older, 35 and 22. And she told the man before they started dating, she hates his kids and she only wants to have their own, would like to not have his kids around. So she said something.
She just
said,
doesn't like kids, bro.
And now everyone's mad at Dawn for telling him not to marry her.
I kind of agree with everybody that's mad at Dawn, though. I do, man.
Oh
we concern ourselves far too often with the things that have nothing to do with us just because I feel like we project some of our own. I think this is what's happening here.
Well, Bella is calling this morning in Kenosha. She's got her own theme song. Bella, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey, hey, Bella.
What's going on? Do you think that Dawn is a jerk for telling him not to marry her?
So listen, normally I'm a not my chair, not my problem kind of person, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this is one of those situations when someone shows you their true colors, believe them. Like, this man is delusional. This girl told you she does not want to... Your children, those are your children.
Right.
He's basically a woman over his children at that point.
The family or whomever, if I'm Dawn, you could be mad at me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to tell this man, like, you're nuts. don't marry her.
Yeah, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
And so call me a jerk, whatever, but it's not a jerk move because this is about these babies. Like, this is about these kids.
True.
Like, that's
true.
All I'm worried about at the end of the day is, like, these kids don't need to be subjected to that if their dad's going to be an idiot.
Well, there's kids involved. That's where it gets weird.
Why is she sitting there?
If there was no kids involved, then I would sit back and say nothing and watch the show.
Yeah. You know what, Bella? Yes. Yes, because you slowly watch them fall apart. That's right.
Picking some popcorn and glass of wine.
But why is she trying to help another man out in his relationship and love life? Ma, focus on your family. Help.
I think she's just saying, wake up, homie. Open your eyes. Do you see what's happening? You got kids.
Fair.
Like, that's where you draw the line.
Fair. You got to, a man's going to make his mistakes. And you sometimes got to let them. Kids are not.
Bella, right. Well, that's said. Right. Thank you.
Appreciate
thank you. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye.
Ava is in Milwaukee next. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
Okay.
Right.
Is Dawn the jerk for telling this guy not to marry her sister-in-law who hates his kids?
We got one not the jerk.
Absolutely. She's absolutely a jerk. Hey. For everything that DZ just said. For one, there is no she thinks she's saving this man because he's aware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he didn't marry her, he could marry somebody just like her. It's apparently what he likes. There's something wrong with him, but it's not her job to fix him.
There's something wrong with both of them. Yeah.
Well, definitely wrong with both of them.
Both of them for sure. Because he picked her and she picked. Yeah.
But he knew what was going on. He still proposed.
Yeah, he knew what was going on. And the thing is, like I said, he's gonna do whatever he want to do. I feel bad for the kids, but I'm guilty of this too. And I hate saying this because I'm guilty of this too. But it's none of your business.
Mm.
You want to have an opinion because it is wrong, but it's none of your business. He's aware, she's aware, they're doing what they want to do, right. And it's none of your business, even though it's wrong. It's their lives, not yours.
Well, Ava, tricky.
He abandons these kids, he's going to have to answer to them one day. And
oh,
we don't have to answer to them kids.
No.
And the sister-in-law doesn't have to answer to them kids.
No. That part.
And nobody can do about that.
Dawn has nothing to do with it, unless she's going to come in and save the day and take care of these kids when everything falls apart, if everything falls apart. Mm-hmm. But who are we to say that they might not morph this relationship into the most beautiful comeback story and now everybody's a big happy family?
Well, that would be a beautiful Disney
even if
ending,
they didn't morph this relationship, no matter what they do, there's nothing Dawn can do about it but sit back and watch because it's their lives,
exactly.
Not ours.
Okay, exactly. Well, I get what you're saying. Absolutely, Ava. I wish I would never be able to keep my mouth shut, so props to you and DZ for saying you'd stay out of it, boy.
Oh, I didn't say I would stay out of it.
Ava, I love you. I love you so much.
Ava, I'm guilty.
I love you too. You know what? That's it. I finally understood you right there. We connected in that moment.
She said, no. I ain't say about staying out of it. Ava, call back. We got to get you on more.
Bye, Ava.
Bye.
Bro, tell me why she found it. She sounded like Mila to me.
Well,
they could be related. They might be kindred spirits if they're not actually cousins.
Oh, my God. So Bella said not the jerk.
Yep.
Ava said jerk. So let's go to Jenny in Burlington. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Dawn's sister-in-law is 22,
mm-hmm.
does not like her fiancé's kids at all. Her fiancé's 35, told him, I don't want anything to do with these kids, but we can have our own. He's still going to marry her. So she spoke up. Everyone's saying she's a jerk for telling him not to marry her.
You're split on the phones,
the tiebreaker.
Though.
Is Dawn the jerk for speaking up?
Absolutely not.
Oh!
She is not the jerk. There are children involved, and I think all adult crap aside,
mm-hmm.
she can be, you know, feeling from her heart to try to protect those kids in any way that she can, even if it's putting a little idea in his head that this could be the wrong idea.
Mm-hmm. I hear mm-hmm. that. It isn't about him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's only about the kids.
No.
Is that the main difference for most people here since there are kids?
Yes, because if there were no kids to dislike, she's straight up saying, I don't like his kids. Like, that is pretty direct
icky.
And
yeah,
icky.
Yeah.
Icky's a good word. Icky's a great word.
What if they're close to adult kids and the kids are kind of jerky? You know, they're still your kids.
But if my kids are close to adult and I meet a guy who doesn't like them, you think I'm going to have anything to do with that guy? Oh, your kids are almost adults. Who cares if I can't stand them? That'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're still
they're
in my
life. They're
not
leaving just because they're adults.
Yeah, we're going to do stuff as they're adults. Like, whatever, dude. Okay,
I hear it.
Dawn is not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Ooh,
Jenny, all right, easy.
No, this is not my chair and it is not my problem. But you decided.
Yeah, you did. Thank you, Jenny.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Overall, Oof. Dawn is not the jerk.
No, that's... Wow.
I've just never... This one... We get Am I the Jerks all the time that shock me. And you can always submit to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. But this one was so blatant. Like, she just said she hates his kids. I'm like, I can't believe somebody said that out loud. It's the stuff that you can't believe.
That would be a relationship ruiner immediately.
100%.
Buddy didn't let that deter him, though. He said, nah, girl, I still choose you.
Ickity, ick.
You got to let that man make his own mistake. But, hey, the answer is done.
Oh, somebody said she's a kid herself, closer in age to his kids than him.
Hey, yo!
Okay.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling him not to marry her. Oh.
Wait, what?
Yikes.
Somebody, okay.
Okay, all well, right. Let's,
Ooh, this, is it hot in here?
It's what just happened? It's hot in here. Dawn wants to know if she's the jerk for telling him not to marry her. Listen to this.
Okay.
She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I changed her name. Okay? She put her real name. I changed it.
Yeah, bet.
Just to be nice.
Witness.
I'm doing
Christmas
you a favor.
Protection. Yes.
I'm doing you a favor, Dawn.
For real, though.
My name is Dawn, and I'm wondering if I'm the jerk. Because, well, here's the story. My sister-in-law got together with a really nice, fantastic guy who was once married and has two previous children with his ex.
Okay.
Okay, so that means her man's sister.
Right.
Her sister-in-law has to be her mate's sister.
Right, right.
Okay? So she got together with a nice guy who was married before and has two kids with his ex. She does not like children, and she lets everyone know that.
But the dude's got kids. Okay.
Right? She's 22 and told this gentleman who's 35 before they started dating that she hates his kids. Like, WTF, seriously?
Whoa.
Anyway, they started a relationship. Well, my sister-in-law, knowing this before they got together, is now engaged to this man, but told him that the only way she would marry him and have children with him is to get rid of his kids. I can't even believe this is real.
She doesn't like...
Now, my question is, Now, my question is, am I the jerk? Because once I found that out, I told her she was very immature, disrespectful. She has no business being in a relationship with him if she feels the way she feels. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the family is saying, I'm a jerk. I should have kept it to myself. But as a mom myself, I felt like I had to say something. My kids are my life. And if you can't accept me with my kids, then we don't belong together.
Right.
There's the door. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I said something, it's kind of opened up his eyes where now he's saying, you know what? Until you accept me and my kids, then we're not getting married.
Boom.
So now she's mad at me saying it's my fault and I should have kept my thoughts and feelings to myself. My husband is mad too and has been giving me the cold shoulder.
Ice cold. Okay.
Am I the jerk for telling him not to marry her?
Man.
Dawn. So Dawn, her husband's sister.
Yeah.
Met a guy who's got kids from a previous relationship, and she doesn't like kids, only wants kids of her own.
What, but how do you even
I don't even
say
understand
that?
How you even get into a relationship with a guy with kids when you don't want kids, and she's telling him, get rid of the kids.
And I understand that there could be an evolution of the relationship, and now she is more open and uh-huh. accepting of kids, but you also got to be more open and accepting of his kids.
Well, and you know what? And honestly, let's be real. I think you and I can both agree. She's a jerk for saying she doesn't want kids when the guy's got kids and continuing to be in a relationship with him. So let's get to the question, which is, because we could go back and forth on that, and we already know she's a jerk for that, period. She shouldn't be dating a guy with kids if she hates his kids.
And, I mean,
period. Okay?
It takes two to tango.
Is Dawn the jerk, though, for telling the guy not to marry her? Everyone seems to be in agreement that Dawn should have kept her mouth shut and this was none of her business. And I'm like, what?
The thing is, I do unfortunately agree with most people.
You think
people.
She shouldn't have said anything?
I think she could have kept her mouth shut. This isn't her chair. This isn't her problem. And she invested herself in something that arguably doesn't have anything to do with her or her bloodline. It's her sister-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you delve into other people's relationships, you open up this can of worms that now lets everybody make judgment and everybody have judgment on what you made judgment mm-hmm. on, if that makes sense. You should have just stayed out of it. All things considered, you don't actually know the inner workings of their relationship. Maybe they had been working on it. Doesn't sound like it.
No.
But maybe she had been trying to be more receptive.
He sounds like a moron. She hates his kids and he wants to marry her. What's he doing?
And he still proposed. Clearly, there's something there that other people don't understand about their relationship and their dynamic, which made him want to try to marry her. Maybe he thinks he could help her like kids. Maybe now that she wants her own kids, he's going, oh, well, then maybe I can, you know, slowly get my kids involved with yada, yada.
Well, if he's hoping she'll change, that's a horrible way to enter any kind of marriage.
I mean,
they'll change. They're going to change their mind about kids or marriage. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. Somebody said, get rid of the kids. How about we get rid of you?
No, what I think something huge here is the age gap. 22 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
That's 13 years? I don't do math, though. Mm-hmm. That's more than 10 years. Let's just say that. I don't know how many exact, but it's definitely more than 10.
22 to 35 is 13.
So I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was reading the text because one says, for once I agree with DZ, he knew how she felt when they started. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that, you know, that would make Dawn the jerk for saying something.
Right.
But then right below that, somebody said, not a jerk, and everybody that thinks she's a jerk is a jerk themselves.
And this is why it's a moral dilemma. Yep.
And whoever said, is this real life? Yes, this is a real submission, a real email from a listener whose sister-in-law is going to marry a guy that she doesn't like his kids and doesn't want to have anything to do with, wants him to get rid of the kids.
Or is she, though, because Dawn done got into it and said, don't marry her.
Is Dawn the jerk for telling him not to marry her? Everybody's mad at Dawn now for speaking up and saying, don't get married.
I'd be a little bothered at Dawn, too. She had no reason. This isn't her chair. Why is she sitting there involving herself in things
that
don't concern her?
She's trying to save the poor guy.
She's projecting her own life.
Dude, the texts are killing me. Okay, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Dawn wants to know if she's the jerk because she spoke up and said something and basically told her the guy not to marry her sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law does not want kids. Well, she doesn't want this guy's kids.
Right. She wants her own.
She's with a guy who's a lot older, 35 and 22. And she told the man before they started dating, she hates his kids and she only wants to have their own, would like to not have his kids around. So she said something.
She doesn't like kids, bro.
And now everyone's mad at Dawn for telling him not to marry her.
I kind of agree with everybody that's mad at Dom, though.
No, I do, man.
Oh my gosh. Concern ourselves far too often with the things that have nothing to do with us just because I feel like we project some of our own. I think this is what's happening here.
Well, Bella is calling this morning in Kenosha. She's got her own theme song.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. Hey, Bella.
What's going on? Do you think that Dawn is a jerk for telling him not to marry her?
So listen, normally I'm a not my chair, not my problem kind of person, right? But this is one of those situations when someone shows you their true colors, believe them. Like, this man is delusional. This girl told you she does not want to. Your children, those are your children.
Right.
He's basically picking a woman over his children at that point.
With the family or whomever, if I'm Dawn, you could be mad at me. But I'm gonna tell this man, like, you're nuts. Don't marry her.
Yeah, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
And so call me a jerk, whatever, but it's not a jerk move because this is about these babies. Like, this is about these kids.
True.
Like, that's all I'm worried about at the end of the day is, like, these kids don't need to be subjected to that if their dad's going to be an idiot.
Well, there's kids involved. That's where it gets weird.
Why is she
saying
there?
If there was no kids involved, then I would sit back and say nothing and watch the show.
Yeah. You know what, Bella? Yes. Yes, because you'd slowly watch them fall apart. That's right.
Kicking some popcorn and glass of wine.
But why is she trying to help another man out in his relationship and love life? Ma, focus on your family.
I think she's just saying, wake up, homie. Like, open your eyes. Do you see what's happening? You got kids.
Fair.
Like, that's where you draw the line.
Fair. You gotta. Hey, a man's gonna make his mistakes, and you sometimes gotta let him. Kids are not.
Bella, right. Well said. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Bye.
Ava is in Milwaukee next. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
Okay, is Dawn the jerk for telling this guy not to marry her sister-in-law who hates his kids?
We got one not the jerk.
Absolutely. She's absolutely a jerk. And for everything that DZ just said. For one, there is no she thinks she's saving this man because he's aware. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's aware. So even if he didn't marry her, he could marry somebody just like her. It's apparently what he likes. There's something wrong with him, but it's not her job to fix him.
There's something wrong with both of them. Yeah.
Well, definitely wrong with both of them.
Both of them, for sure. Because he picked her and she picked,
But he knew what was going on. He still proposed.
Yeah, he knew what was going on. And the thing is, like I said, he's gonna do whatever he want to do. I feel bad for the kids, but I'm guilty of this too. And I hate saying this because I'm guilty of this too. But it's none of your business. You want to have an opinion because it is wrong, but it's none of your business. He's aware, she's aware, they're doing what they want to do, right. And it's none of your business, even though it's wrong. It's their lives, not yours.
Well,
Ava,
if he abandons these kids, he's going to have to answer to them one day.
We don't have to answer to them kids.
No.
And the sister-in-law doesn't have to answer to them kids.
No. That part.
And then nobody can do about that.
That's Dawn true. Has nothing to do with it, unless she's going to come in and save the day and take care of these kids when everything falls apart, if everything falls apart. Mm-hmm. But who are we to say that they might not morph this relationship into the most beautiful comeback story and now everybody's a big happy family?
Well, that would be a beautiful Disney
relationship. No matter what they do, there's nothing Dawn can do about it but sit back and watch because it's their lives, not ours.
Okay, exactly.
Well, I get what you're saying. Absolutely, Ava. I wish I would never be able to keep my mouth shut, so props to you and DZ for saying you'd stay out of it, boy.
Oh, I didn't say I would stay out of it.
I love you so much.
Ava, I'm guilty.
I love you too. You know what? That's it. I finally understood you right there. We connected in that moment.
She said, no. I ain't say about staying out of it. Ava, call back. We got to get you on more.
Bye, Ava.
Bye.
Bro, tell me why she found it. She sounded like Mila to me. They could be related. They might be kindred spirits if they're not actually cousins.
Oh, my God. So Bella said not the jerk.
Yep.
Ava said jerk.
Jerk.
So let's go to Jenny in Burlington. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Dawn's sister-in-law is 22, does not like her fiance's kids at all. Her fiance's 35, told him, I don't want anything to do with these kids, but we can have our own. He's still going to marry her. So she spoke up. Everyone's saying she's a jerk for telling him not to marry her.
You're the
tiebreaker. Is Dawn the jerk for speaking up?
Absolutely not.
Oh!
She is not the jerk. There are children involved, and I think all adult crap aside, she can be, you know, feeling from her heart to try to protect those kids in any way that she can, even if it's putting a little idea in his head that this could be the wrong idea.
Mm-hmm. I hear mm-hmm. that. It isn't about him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's only about the kids. Is that the main difference for most people here since there are kids?
Yes, because if there were no kids to dislike, she's straight up saying, I don't like his kids. Like, that is pretty direct icky. Icky's a good word. Icky's a great word.
What if they're close to adult kids and the kids are kind of jerky? No. You know, they're still your kids.
But if my kids are close to adult and I meet a guy who doesn't like them, you think I'm going to have anything to do with that guy? Oh, your kids are almost adults. Who cares if I can't stand them? That'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
they're still
they're
in
not
my
leaving
life.
Leaving just because they're adults.
Yeah, we're going to do stuff as they're adults. Like, whatever, dude. Okay,
I hear it.
Dawn is not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Ooh,
Jenny, all right, easy.
No, hey, this is not my chair and it is not my problem. But you decided.
Yeah, you did. Thank you, Jenny.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Overall, oof. Dawn is not the jerk.
No, that's... Wow.
I've just never... This one... We get Am I the Jerks all the time that shock me. And you can always submit to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. But this one was so... blatant, like she just said she hates his kids. I'm like, I can't believe somebody said that out loud. It's the stuff that you can't believe.
That would be a relationship ruiner immediately.
100%.
Buddy didn't let that deter him, though. He said, nah, girl, I still choose you.
Ickity ick.
You gotta let that man make his own mistake. But hey, the answer is done.
Oh, somebody said she's a kid herself, closer in age to his kids than him.
Hey, yo!
Okay.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.